1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
All right, coming up, we do have Bob Bakian and Margaret Gray from Rome. We'll take a phone call, 1-800-449-8686. You've got a comment on the show tonight. Let's go to Jeff. Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing all right, Phil. I'm calling in to probably know what I'm talking about.
You know, well, Harry, meant, you know, he's got something on the screen. You don't like the politics on the show?
I'm really a little bit disappointed in how your program has gotten so right-wing. It's...
What do you mean right-wing?
Well, just a few minutes ago, you were on talking all about, I don't like the flag being burned. I mean, I understand.
How's that right-wing?
Your program's gotten very ultra-right-wing. Talking about...
I don't like seeing the American flag burn.
Well, see, that's right there. That's what I'm talking about. I don't like seeing the American flag burn. I mean, it's just...
What's wrong with that?
It's very George Bush. I mean, it's... What is that about? Most of us who listen on the Phil Hendry program listen to hear the comedy, and I'm sure there's a lot of people who agree with me. Your program, ever since 9/11, you've been getting all, like, just ultra super Bible bang. And
Wait. Well, let's slow down for a minute.
Okay.
I said I don't like to see the American flag burn.
What is that?
What do you mean, what is that?
Oh, hi. I'm Rush Limbaugh. And
wait, how's that Rush Limbaugh?
It's ultra-right-wing fascism that's at the very core of what's going down. Everything what's wrong with the country right now, we've been co-opted by these publicans who believe that everything is big business and the little guy winds up taking it tooled righteously. I mean, we've been tooled and tooled yet again by the big business interests. And we're just, all we're saying is... You know, the World Trade Organization...
Wait. You're way off point.
No, man, I'm right on point, okay? You're on the air talking about, I don't like seeing the American flag burned. Well, I mean, what's next? You're going to start talking about, hey, you know, I really think concentration camps aren't such a bad idea, and...
Oh, whoa, dude, you are way extreme with that.
Well, how you figure?
How do I figure? I said simply, I don't like seeing the American...
Yeah, and then you start putting down third world peoples and the governments that they have scratched out for themselves.
Talking about corrupt Mexican cops?
Oh, yeah, corrupt Mexican cops. Let's talk about corrupt American cops, can we? Excuse me, Mr. Talk Show Host? A lot of the things...
If you want to be a smart-ass man, I'm going to hang up.
Okay, I mean, you run the switches and the buttons, man. You can, you know... You can do whatever you want. I'm just saying.
No, I'm letting you have your say.
Yeah, but you're interrupting, and...
Well, hold on for a minute.
What was your stand, okay, what was your stand on the elections? Who'd you vote for?
I think I was very clear. I voted for George Bush.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And you're telling me that you... Can I just ask you a question, Mr. Henry? How many times have you read Mein Kampf? You know, in other words, do you have the full-size poster of Hitler? Or do you...
Okay, this is asinine. To say that I don't like seeing the American flag burned, I mean...
Every time I turn on your show these days, the politics are just pouring out of the radio like so much toxic waste. You know, and the reason I called your program is I wanted to mention something, you know, that's got a little bit of entertainment value and also... Something you could riff on, because everybody loves your show for the comedy, but when you start going down this reactionary, fascist road, talking about, I don't like to see the flag burned, and the next thing I'm going to hear is, hi, I'm Phil Hendry, and I think America needs more Liebenstrom. What say we just invade Mexico? These are the things...
I never said anything like that. I never even intimated anything like that.
Well, I mean, I think it can be inferred from your comments, is all I'm saying.
To say that I don't like seeing the American flag burned, next step, let's get Liebenstrom, let's invade Mexico. And using a German word, in other words, everything is Nazi, huh?
Yeah, I mean, everything's Nazi, that's kind of like your marching orders. I mean, you say, I don't want to see the American flag burned, what's the next thing? Jew, get in there, man, you got to take a shower.
You know what, man, I'm hanging up on you.
No, but I wanted to get a free seat.
Yeah, that's right, man. It's so ultra-political. What, bud?
He wanted to mention something about the Pope.
I don't give a crap. Wants to mention something about the Pope?
Well, it would really do you better if you take his call.
Why would it do me better? Are you trying to tell me that my audience is so dumb they can't see a guy who's off the deep end like that?
The guy's got a point. You're a little political. It would make you look better if you take his call. I mean, he's on hold still.
Get him back on.
Are you still there? Yeah, okay, hold on. Go ahead.
So I hear you got something you wanted to tell me.
Yeah, I mean, before you were, like, censoring me.
Okay, I'm not going to censor you. What do you want to say?
Okay, I was kind of just taken off, you know, when you went all Nazi on me with that flag.
If you bring up Nazis, Himmler, concentration camps, anything, I'm hanging up on you again.
Whoa.
Yeah, whoa.
Okay, look, I don't know whether your audience is interested in this or not, but I'm going to put it up on eBay, and I think it's very valuable. People that are religious.
What?
I was at the Black Angus, Stuart Anderson's Black Angus. I don't know if you've ever seen the commercials. Hey, Stuart, you did it again, you know?
Yeah, I've seen them.
Okay, Black Angus, a lot of times I'll go over there, I'll have a cocktail or something. Anyway, I got a napkin, and I was fooling around with it, just folding it and stuff. And it was kind of trippy because I was with a friend of mine, a guy by the name of Toby Bowe. Toby pulls cable over at CBS Laurel Studios.
Uh-huh.
And, okay, I mean, I folded the napkin and it looks exactly like the Pope's hat. And
So what?
What do you mean, so what? I mean, I got a napkin at Stuart Anderson's Black Angus.
Stuart Anderson's Black Angus?
Yeah, I'm sorry, what did I say?
You said, go ahead, so you got a napkin that looks like the Pope's hat.
Yeah, and I think that it's very, it may be one of those religious symbols, you know, like people see, a lot of times they'll see Mary in a, like a box of vanilla frosting or so. I don't know, they've seen Mary.
Yeah, dude, you were folding the napkin.
And I folded it, and it looks exactly like the Pope's hat. And the only thing that's different, and I don't think it's that bad, is there's a little bit of au jus on it from the prime rib that I had. So I'm, you know. What I am saying to people now is I am going to put it up on eBay because it's a trip, man. It looks exactly like the Pope's hat. And
you folded it, man.
Yeah?
To look like the Pope's hat.
I didn't know it was going to look like the Pope's hat. I was trying to make an airplane. I was screwing around and screwing around. And Toby Bo's the one who goes, dude, that is the Pope's hat. I'm like, that's a trip. That is like...
Okay, man. Well, you know, good luck, man. Put that up on eBay. You'll probably get...
Yeah, I'm going to try to get it. I'm starting the bidding, just so everyone knows. Go to eBay. You'll see a napkin from Stuart Anderson's Black Angus, which is the commercial. Hey, Stuart, you did it again, you know?
And Yeah.
And I'm going to put it up for sale on eBay, and I am at this time saying I'm starting the bidding at $500.
Dude, you're dreaming.
Oh, yeah. Sure, yeah. You know how many people are into the religions?
Yeah. I just want everybody to know, this clown was in a freaking steakhouse, and...
Clown, huh? Oh, okay, thanks a lot, Himmler.
Yeah, goodbye.
No, wait a minute, I'm sorry.
You really should have...
This guy's still on hold?
I just think you need to talk.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Phil, look, beef. It's what's for dinner, Baba Booey.
I'm going to, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to beat you until you pee blood for 6 months.
I didn't know. The guy said.
You knew that guy's going to Baba Booey me. You knew that.
No, I didn't. The guy said he had a hat. He had a napkin that looked like a hat.
He had a napkin that he folded to look like the Pope's hat. Now he's going to sell it on eBay. And oh yeah, excuse me, I'm starting the bidding at $500.
I'm going to bid on it.
Are you an idiot or something? Don't you know any guy can take a napkin and make it look like the Pope's hat?
You try it. Go ahead.
I ain't even going to try.
Here's an app. Go ahead.
Are you kidding me?
Go ahead. Try it.
Easy as hell. What's the Pope's hat look like anyway?
I don't know.
Well, it's a big, tall thing. Here. Watch this. I got a napkin looks like the Pope's hat.
What a retard.
I'm trying. Hold on.
It's just a big cone. It's like a dunce hat.
Like a, what do you mean like a dunce hat?
It is, a big upside down ice cream cone. Okay, Miss Keller, we need to break.
Oh, Miss Keller, huh?
Here we go! Jesus.
I'll get it, don't worry about it.
Helen, we have to break.
1-800-449-8686. I'll be right back on the Phil Hendry Show. I'll make a Pope's hat.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We'll get to Herb Sewell on the line here. I don't know what's been going on in the Michael Jackson case, Herb, but we do welcome you onto the program. How you been?
Phil, I've been very, very well, thank you. In the Michael Jackson case, actually, I've just taken a little bit of a break from, because it's I have to tell you, after a while, it's like watching reruns. You know exactly what's going to happen. And as I've said so many times, Michael Jackson, in my opinion, is going to be convicted. I did see something, though, in the news today that I thought was very disturbing. Most teenagers think oral sex isn't really considered sex. Did you see that, Phil?
No, I didn't. But I've heard that.
Well, it probably has a lot to do with Bill Clinton.
I got to, first of all, tell everybody that you're on our program as a special correspondent for the Michael Jackson trial. You spent 8 years at Atascadero Psychiatric Hospital for the criminally insane because of your many crimes against children. I want everyone to know, who you are. And
well, and I don't mind that. I'm very happy that you do, because I'm not going to be winning any friends anytime soon with a record like mine. But I'm still trying to do my job here as your correspondent. So what would you like me to do?
Well, if there's nothing to report on the Michael Jackson, tell me what you saw.
Well, I saw this article in the paper, and it says that most kids don't consider oral sex to be sex, and that it's no big deal. And I would like to suggest, if that is the case, that something needs to be put into the schools, most probably on the vending machine.
What do you mean, a vending machine?
Well, I think probably a kid-friendly flavored condoms.
What are you talking about, kid-flavored friendly condoms?
Well, I'm simply saying that the idea that kids don't think that it's sex, you're going to have it.
What do you care, man? You were inside for 8 years molesting kids.
Well, that's true, but I'm trying to be responsible, as responsible as I can be. I'm assuming that people like you and others want me to be that way. So I thought putting in the vending machine. I was in a VFW hall once, so I saw the condom machines there.
And how about if we tell these kids that, first of all, oral sex, is sex. Secondly, it's probably a really good idea that, they try to abstain while they're young and underage. And
why would you say that?
Because, look, I'm the father of three teenage sons, and here's the thing that I tell them. Hey, go out and get a girl pregnant. All right, you can be a dad at 15. Yeah.
Well, Phil, the kids are going to do it anyway. And
I don't know that kids are going to do it anyway, man. I mean, all you got to do is lay on some guy that's 15, 16 years old. Hey, want to be a dad? Hey, why don't you run out and be a dad right now? I mean, I try to use that kind of...
Well, Phil, look. I believe that kid-friendly flavored condoms in the school vending machines.
You can't say anything like that and giggle like that. People are going to think you're even more of a freak than you are.
Really?
Yes.
All right. Well, I it was just
when you say kid-friendly flavored condoms and go, who's going to freaking want to believe you?
Well, Phil, look, I've always said to you that I'm a monster. I know I'm a monster.
If you know that you're a monster, and you say that you're a monster, try to sound a little less like one.
Well, what is it that's so off-putting? The fact that
when you say, Phil, I believe that we should put kid-friendly flavored condoms into school vending machines, and then go, you know what I mean?
Well, I do have a habit of laughing nervously. but it's because I do find a great deal of humor in life. Uh-huh. You know, in other words...
Like every other word with you is uh-huh-huh.
Well, I'm sorry, but you must understand that the place I find myself in, being a child molester, a pederast, a convicted felon, after 8 years of electroshock and insulin shock, you know, and then coming out and finding myself walking the street as a correspondent on a radio show, you have to understand it's very funny.
Well, it may be funny, but I thought I'd... You know, put you on the air and you get a point of view, man. But I don't want to hear anything about kid-flavored condoms. I mean, get kid-friendly...
Kid-friendly flavored condoms.
It's a stupid idea.
Well, all right. It's fine. Point taken. I didn't need for you to hammer it home like that. But, I'll tell you what. If there's anything new in the Michael Jackson trial, I'll try and dig something up, you know, but I
So you think he's going inside?
Oh, there's no doubt, yes, he's going inside, absolutely. Michael Jackson's as guilty as sin, and anyone that doesn't believe he's guilty of sin is living in a fantasy land, is living in la-la land, you know. My way of thinking, I think it's part and parcel of it. But I just think that having a kid-flavored, kid-friendly...
You keep saying kid-flavored, man, that ain't just a Freudian slip.
Well, it's probably not, but...
Get out of here, you freak. Every time with that guy, he's got some giggle that's going on. Anyway, so as far as I can tell, there's nothing going on in the Michael Jackson trial right now that's of note. Let me go into the emails here on the Phil Hendry Show, phs@philhendryshow.com. Hi, Phil, I hope you're enjoying your time off. I would like to hear Rudy sing Angel is a Centerfold, the Jay Giles Band, but instead of na 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 during the refrain, the great la 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 la. Have we got Angel is a Centerfold?
Oh, look, I don't know. Sounds lame.
It is a very lame song. But anyway, he says, tell Dickman to keep up the good work. Your show would suffer without him. We need news that even pro hockey players can understand to return. Savvy, peace, Adam. We did do, for a while on our show, a feature called News That Even Pro Football Players Can Understand, but we've got to find someone brain damaged to do it. Bud ain't good enough. We need somebody even dumber than him. Why is it that I can be so impassioned? Here's a letter from John. It says, why is it that I... In fact, it's John Arnett. You don't suppose that's... Nah. John Arnett used to be a running back for the Rams. Anyway, why is it I can be so impassioned about Terry Schiavo's life, maintaining her life, that is... and yet find your March 30th blink if you're thirsty bit so damn funny. Perhaps this goes directly to the purpose of humor. It keeps a person sane when they have no control over issues they wish they could change. Anyway, thanks for keeping the funny going and providing much needed service. God bless and take care of yourself, John. Well, I'll tell you why you think it's funny, because it's not really about Terry. It was about all these bloodsuckers that hang around a story like that trying to make a dime off of it. You know, it's one thing to be vigilant over this woman who was struggling. Some people trying to do the very best that they can. And some people, you know, maybe not. It's another thing to be, you know, making money off of it and then pretending like you're just covering the news. You tell me that Fox ain't sitting there with Terry Schiavo's face next to their logo trying to make bread off of her. Well, they're a news organization, Phil. They're allowed. Oh, I see. Okay, so they're allowed to make money off of her. Look, the story's a news item because Fox made it a news item. That wasn't going to be on the front page if it wasn't picked up by because all of these news agencies saw the money value in that thing, man. Come on. Well, I got to explain this. Part of the depression is having to explain it for crying out loud. So I appreciate your email, man. You're all right. Phil, I'd like to thank you for making me laugh today. This is from a guy by the name of Rashan. I lost my father on Monday, and it's been pretty rough for me. He was only 57. He was a racquetball pro and a certified racquetball instructor. He was the most in-shape guy I knew. He just collapsed on Monday after playing a game of racquetball. I was listening to your show last night. I downloaded it, and it really made me laugh. I also watched your radio and records thingy just now, and it was cracking me up. It was like the mediator or whoever wasn't even listening to you. He just kept going to the next topic. Typical soup, dumbass. Is there any way you can play old Frodo the Puppet bits again? He used to crack me up. I know he shot himself because he wasn't real, but can you bring him back? Frodo was a puppet who killed himself because he was made out of cloth. I mean, how many times did you kill Bud and brought him back? Thanks, Phil. Keep doing what you're doing. Rashan. Yes, after Rashan Roland Kirk, it's pronounced Rasan, not Rashan. So I've been pronouncing it wrong. And he is a corporal in the United States Marine Corps. Sorry to hear about your dad, Rasan. And thank you very much for listening. And you know what? We will bring back Frodo the Puppet. Finally, outraged in Manchester, after hearing Brad Rifkin of the Rifkin Advertising Agency on your program today talking about a water next to a picture of Terry Schiavo and the slogan, blink if you're thirsty, do you have the URL on that company? Because I was outraged. That was a fake bit. In other words, Brad Rifkin doesn't exist, whoever you are. I made him up. Jesus.
About Michael Jackson went to the Johnny Corcoran funeral.
Johnny Cochran.
Funeral.
Thanks. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, you heard the caller, right?
I heard the caller, but he's only got a part right then. So
you're using that song as a commercial for your lingerie shop. We got Rudy Canoza on the line, who owns your 10 lingerie over on Ventura Boulevard. You're using the song?
Yeah, we were using a part of the Angelus Centerfold, but only so far as we can. Of course, the Angelus Centerfold lingerie, we want the women to feel. You're very special when they wear a lingerie. You feel like a woman. You look like a woman. And of course, for Rudy and for Argentinian men of the Hispanic appreciation for a woman is to say la 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 la. You know, and
boy, we've had so many discussions about that, Rudy.
Well, no, American women. The American women resonate. It resonates with them. The American men don't appreciate it. They think it is pornographic. They think it is pornography. You know, this is the... I'm beginning to get the essence. American men, when they hear me say to their women, and this is simply to say, you are beautiful, to say to them, la, 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 la. You know, you stick your tongue out, you go, la, la. They think it's pornographic. It's obscene, like it belongs in a filthy movie, like a dirt, like a smut movie, you know. If you've seen these smut movies.
Yeah, I know what you mean. All right, so here is the song, Angel is a Centerfold, by the J. Giles Band. Which you, they go na 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 na.
Yes, and then when I will come in instead of na 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 na, we say, go to Je T'aime Lingerie. La la la, you know.
Okay.
What are you laughing?
No, I gotta hear this. All right. Go ahead, Mark's got it queued up. You wanna demonstrate it for us?
Yes, and also do the ad copy. We've got the ad copy here.
Okay, go ahead, Mark.
Je T'aime Lingerie. Here we go. La 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 la. See,
roll that back. Can you roll that back, Mark?
La 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 la. Is he rolling back?
Yeah. Give me a little more volume on that too, Mark, if you could. All right, go ahead.
Yes, come to your damn lingerie, where you will look like a woman, and when you walk out, I will say to you.
Can I tell you something?
What?
You remember that lady that called and said that you sound like a retard?
What are you saying to me?
I said, you sound like a retard, man.
What does that mean, I sound like a retard? You say Rudy's a retard? Do you understand that I have had women all over the...
No, I don't doubt that you've been... Go ahead and do it again. Maybe I'm missing
something. Show parts of your body to him. Parts that you would not show any other man.
All right.
What?
You do, man. You sound like some guy on a short freaking bus.
What the hell are you? Do you know that you're speaking to Rudy? Do you know who you're...
No, wait a minute.
No. To say that I, Rudy Canoza, I own Je T'aime Lingerie, I can break you over my knee if I wished. Financially, of course, I don't mean in any overt, violent sense, but maybe you're not getting it. Go ahead, roll it again, Mark. Oh, shit, him. Now, what's wrong with that?
Okay, we're done with that, Mark.
We're not done with it.
Yeah, we're done with it, man. Thank you. I could play it back for you. It just...
Angel is the centerfold. Come to Shittim. If you're under 150 pounds. La, la, la,
la, la, la, la, la. Well, wait, you sound like some guy that is autistic or something, man.
What are you talking about?
I mean...
Oh, what up? You know who the retard is, you.
Yeah, well, that's what you sound like.
No, I don't sound like. I'm saying blah, la, 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 la. Jesus. Have him roll it again. Hit him. For all of your sex needs.
Okay.
You know, you keep cutting that off, you're going to tighten my jaws.
Look at man. This whole,
I'm going to tell you again, Phil. I say this a very good friend because I love you. You know that?
Yes.
You sound like a half-wit.
I do?
No, I mean, what is it? Is my imagination?
That's what you sound like.
No, when you do it, you sound like a half-wit imbecile playing with your bologna sandwich, sitting there in front of the world, sticking bologna, licking the bologna, and slamming it up against the window.
All right, okay, man. I think we've given your...
No, one more time.
Oh, come on. Oh.
One more time. Here we go. Shittim. Come to Shittim. Rudy will clothe you himself.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
No, I'm not. I la, 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 la. How about if I lick the alphabet?
Okay, that's it. Cut it. Get out of here. Thank you, Sam Kinison.
All right. I thought I wrote that.
No, you didn't. 1-800-44... The alphabet. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Bob Bacon joins us. He is over the Vatican right now in Rome, Italy. Bob, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing great, and thank you again to the station, The Phil Hendry Show, sending out here to beautiful Rome, Italy, to report on the goings-ons here, and the crowd numbering in the thousands here at the St. Peter's Square, the observance of Pope John Paul's passing, of course, and in the near future, the election of a new pope is going to be taking up people's minds, I'm sure, as the weeks progress. Brewing all above the Vatican right now, John Kerry campaign is handing out flyers to the crowd saying, vote Kerry for pope in 2005. Bob Binky reporting.
Whoa.
What?
What are you talking about, man?
That's a little joke that I thought I'd throw in.
Well, it sucks. And you know what David said.
Well, look, I don't care what that fat ass said. I think it's time that I'm allowed to have a little bit of personality as a thing.
Well, you know what? I don't think so, man.
Well, I do. It's my call. I made the call.
Okay, Kerry for Pope in 2005.
Well, you know, you can lay an egg and nobody seems to mind. Why can't I lay a couple eggs?
Great, I can bomb on my own. I don't need you to help me.
Real pain in the ass. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Screw you. What a putt.
Jesus, get a load of him. All right, on the street in Rome, Italy right now is Margaret Gray. Hi, Margaret.
Well, after that, I don't know what to say. I think, well, I think you handled it very well, Phil. This is Margaret Gray. I am in Rome. And we are, of course, waiting here very patiently to see the body of Pope John Paul. I'm with Jason J. Delmonico, who's my son. And it's been very historic, and I think it's been very moving to be here at a time when the world's Catholics gather to mourn the passing of Pope John Paul. And I was thinking to myself, Phil, as I waited in line here along with Jason J. Delmonico, the Pope was named John Paul, right?
Yeah.
What's the next Pope going to be? George Ringo?
You know what? Bud Dickman just did that joke.
Well, I wasn't informed. So thank you very much. Now I've got egg on my face, is that it?
Look, I don't know whether you had egg on your face, but did you and Bud trade material?
We exchanged faxes, yes.
Well, what the hell are you doing his joke for?
You know, no one speaks to me like that.
Oh, man! Can I get some people with their brain? What is it with you faxing her your gags?
Well, I said she needed some material.
Well, did you tell her you were going to use it?
No.
Well, that might have been a nice little thing to say. Like, by the way, here's a joke that I'm going to use on the show.
I didn't think it was necessary.
Why?
Because she's all the way over there. How's she going to hear it?
Oh, my God, are you stupid?
What?
What has that got to do with anything, you idiot? She's all the way over there and she ain't going to hear it. What about the audience?
Well, they can hear everything.
Yes. Yes, Bud, yes. Yes, they can hear everything. So, in other words, when you say the joke and she says the joke, even though she's all the way over in Rome and she can't hear you do the joke, the whole audience can hear her do the same joke you did last hour.
Well, what if they weren't listening last hour?
Then I guess it was okay.
There you go.
Get her back on the air. I'm sorry, Margaret. I didn't mean to speak to you like that.
Well, I'll tell you, I have been told to go straight to hell by Steven Spielberg, so I'm certainly not going to take it from you, Phil. I have been told to burn eternally in hell by Julia Roberts. I have been told to take my tape recorder, my notepad, my pen, and my press pass and jam it all the way up my you-know-what. Both of them. By none other than Don King. So what makes you think I'm going to take your grief?
I'm sorry, I apologize, you're right, you shouldn't, and I would be very, very happy if you would continue with your report.
Well, all right, but what I was trying to say is that I am standing in line to see the Pope, but I am carrying a gun. This is Margaret Gray reporting.
What is that?
And what if I change the punchline?
Will you shut up for a minute? Get her back on the line.
What?
Get her back on the line.
What?
What kind of a report is that? Hi, I'm waiting for the Pope. I am carrying a gun. Margaret Gray reporting.
Baby, I gotta ask a question.
Never mind your question. What kind of an out is that?
Well, I'll do it again for you. Hello, I'm Margaret Gray. I'm in line to see the body of the Pope. I'm carrying a gun. Thank you and good night.
What do you want, Bud?
What if I change the punchline to Ringo George instead of George Ringo?
Will you shut up for a minute, man, and get her back on the line?
What a dick.
Just never mind me. Margaret, can I ask you a question?
Oh, my God, what do you want now?
What are you carrying a gun for?
In case there are priests trying to take advantage of my son while in an emotional atmosphere like this. Okay? Wait a minute, I just got a fax from Bud here. He text messaged me. Oh, that's good. Phil, listen, I've got a joke.
Don't do it. He already told me that.
No, hold on. Phil, I know the Pope was named John Paul. What if the next Pope is Ringo George? This is Margaret Gray reporting. I'm packing a weapon.
That's great, Bud. That ha 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 ha.
Well, it's not the same joke now.
You better believe that. In fact, you changed it so much, it ain't even a joke anymore.
Oh, great.
You're very good going. 1-800-449-8686. Don't roll your freaking eyes at me, man.
You're acting weird.
Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Let's go to Justin. Hi, Justin, on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil, how are you doing?
Good.
Just wanted to tell you, I think your show rocks. It's really funny. I really enjoy it a lot.
Thank you.
I got a friend of mine who, his father is in the Secret Service, and he was telling me that you can't, you know, threaten the life of the president or you'll get arrested. And I remember I was listening to one of your shows. It was not too long ago, I don't think, but a kid called up. I think he's, like, from Canada.
Oh, yeah, and he said that he wanted to kill the president, and I got on the... We immediately got on the phone to the Secret Service and the FBI. We called everybody.
Do you think that they talked to him?
I bet you anything that they had a conversation with him and found out that the kid was just, you know... I think he was probably scared to death. But, yeah, I got no doubt that they did.
That's kind of, like, confusing to me, because I had a conversation with a friend of mine. His dad's in the Secret Service, and I said that you can threaten, like, some presidents, and he's like, you know, what are you talking about? And I said, you know, I think you can, but I wasn't sure, so I was going to ask you.
What do you mean you can threaten some presidents? You can't threaten any presidents.
Well, okay, but what if I said I want to go and kill Abraham Lincoln? I'm going to go just kill him. I want to shoot him.
You mean the ones that are dead?
Yeah. Why can't I do that?
Why would you want to do that?
Well, it was a bet that I had with my friend, you know?
I guess.
Yeah, okay. Man, you owe me so big. Because he's right here.
Well, what are you talking about?
I mean, I could say on your show, yeah, I'm going to go assassinate Franklin Roosevelt. I hate him. I'm going to blow his brains out. I'm going to shoot him right out of his wheelchair. You can't arrest me for that, can you?
I guess not. I guess Franklin Roosevelt's been dead for years.
Yeah, see? Bull crap. Yeah, forget it. So I want to say right now on your show, I'm going to kill William Taft. I hate him. I'm going to kill him, and I'm going to, like, make a mask out of his flesh and dance in the moonlight with a William Taft mask. And another thing that I want to do, I'm going to, like, go to Woodrow Wilson's house. I guess it'd be the White House where he lives. And I'm going to shoot him and his wife with a shotgun and blow their heads off and just leave, like, no head on Woodrow Wilson.
Okay, are you happy?
Well, I want to kill John Kennedy.
Okay, God. Thanks very much, everybody, tonight. Yes, you can threaten some presidents. I want to kill Franklin Roosevelt. All right, Lloyd Bonafide tonight. We thank you. David Hall was on the Phil Hendry Show. We also had Bud Dickman, Earl Pants, Jeff Dowder, Herb Sewell, Rudy Canoza, Bob Bakian, Margaret Gray, and Justin McElroy was also on the show tonight. Thanks a lot, everybody.
The Phil Hendry Show is produced by Mark Newman, associate producer Harry Shelley, and Michelle Fernandez. Hernandez, but you know what difference does it make? By the way, the parts of Herb Sewell, Lloyd Bonafide, et al. Were played by Mr. Hendry. I'm Margaret Gray. No one plays me. Thank you.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.